I'd like to dedicate this shir for Refuah Shleima for Rav Hanan's daughter, Shoshana Leah Bas Yehudis. What I'd like to do in this shir is to see inside the shortened version of the 36 Sveksvekas of the Shach. First, the Shach goes through the 36 Sveksvekas at length, and then he brings the Kloli Dini Sveksveka B'Ktsora. The long version is too long for this shir, but we'll try to go through the shortened version. In the Mechon, we're starting on page Kuf Ayin Dalad, by the heading Kloli Dini Sveksveka B'Ktsora. Let's see inside. The Shach says, Dover she'ene bottle v'hu safek isur toiro, shenis arev, something that's not bottle, dover choshuv, or dover sheminyan, or similar, and the isur is a safek isur toiro, and it gets mixed up in others, have a kulam asurin, they're all asur, even though it's a sfek sveka, even though it's a safek d'oraisa and it gets mixed up, they're all asur, afilu loinoida ha-safek isur ad acha shenis arev, even though we did not know about the safek until after it got mixed up. Lefisha einoi doime le-isur shenis arev, v'chozer v'nis arev echad mi-oisa teruvus la-mokom acher, it's not the same as a piece falling into one teruvus, and then one of those falls into another teruvus, in the case of two teruvus that we learned in Sif Ches. This case is not similar to that. Why? Sheha teruvus ha-beis mutim shum svek sveka, that over there we say that the second teruvus is mutter because of a svek sveka, according to the Shach, the way we learned in Sefer Ches, that the Shach argues on the Machaber who says you need three teruvus. Why is that case different? Shah safek harishon ena asur min haTorah, because this first safek is not asur min haTorah, because min haTorah the first teruvus is bottle. So therefore, if you have two teruvus, it's mutter. V'gam hashnei svekas hem inyan echad ubeguf echad, and both svekas are in the same issue and on the same piece. They're both Sveikas of Teruvus, and they're both on the same piece that we're looking at now. Do we say, is this from the first Teruvus? And even if it's from the first Teruvus, is it the Yasser piece? Therefore, in such a case, we say Svek Sveika. Masha Enkin Kan. However, by us, it's not Inyan Echad Beguf Echad. You have a Sufik Echad Beguf Vahasheni B'Teruvus, and therefore it's Asr. So then the Shach says, V'yesh Matirim Imlo Noida HaSafek Isr Kodim Shinis Arav. That those that permit this case, if we did not know about the suffix before it gets mixed up, and we can rely on these cheetahs if it's a hefsed meruba and it's also needed for a sudas mitzvah. However, they cannot be eaten all at once. So this is svek sveka. So if you eat them all at once, you don't have the second suffix. And you have to eat them two at a time. Now this at the Shach says that you have to eat them two at a time is the Shach's own Chiddush. We do not find this by Sfek Sveka. The only time we find that you have to eat them two at a time is when one fell into the ocean. But over here the Shach says that even in the case of Sfek Sveka, when did not know about the Suffolk before it got mixed up, in such a case also we should eat the Teruvus two at a time. Now the Torah Sheshlamim argues on the Shach and says that even if there's no Hefse Merubah, you can be Mekel when you did not know about the Suffolk before it got mixed up. So that's the first din. In short, the first din of the Shach is that by Safak Echad Beguf and Vasheni B'Taruvus, in such a case it's Aser, but if we did not know about the Safak before it gets mixed up and have some Ruba, we can be Makel. Din Beis. The Shach says, V'chein Beitza Shenimtzis B'Klipasa B'Tarnagoylis She'iru Lo Safak Trefis. The same din is by an egg that was found in its shell inside a chicken. She'iru Lo Safak Trefis B'Korif. And the chicken was found to be a sefek treif. That's something that could have just happened. Venus arva, afilu be'elef, and then this egg gets mixed up even in 1,000, kula nasuus. They're all asur. Because since that one sefek is on the egg, we don't know which egg it is, and the other sefek is on the chicken, so it's a sefek echad beguf, v'asheni b'teruvus, and they're all asur. Ve'ein lahafish kol echad mehen, and you cannot separate one of them from the teruvus, latirim etam sefek sveika, and to permitted because of the Sfek Sveka, Hoyl v'hasafek harishon asur min haTorah, since the first safek is asur min haTorah, the safek trefa on the chicken is asur min haTorah, v'ein hasfekas me'inyan echad, over guf echad, and the svekas are not in the same issue in the same guf, one is on the chicken and one is on the egg, therefore you cannot say Sfek Sveka. V'afilo b'tam negrilis, she'noled bo safek trefis, she'had tila, and even by a chicken that was found to be safek tref, and it laid an egg, oy nimsa ba. Beitza, or you found an egg in the chicken, she'eni yodea im nigbura b'klipasa koidim she'iru lo ha'safek trefis, oy loy, or we found an egg in the chicken and we don't know when the shell was complete. If the shell was complete before the trefa, so then the chicken is a mutter. But if the shell was not complete before the trefa happened, so the chicken is aser. So we have a suffix on the egg, if it had the shell before the trefa or not. And we have a suffix on the chicken, because the chicken is a suffix trefa. Ain't a suffix sveka. It's not a suffix sveka because it's not me in an echo. The beguf echad, because you have one suffix on the chicken and one suffix on the egg. So we have another case in the shach that if it's not me'inyan echad, the beguf echad, it's not a suffix sveka. Just one point here. When the shach says in the beginning of this din, v'chein beitza shenimtzas beklipasa b'tavnagoylas she'iwula suffix trefis, he says that if the egg is found in its shell and the rooster is a suffix trefa and it gets mixed up, it's aser, the Torah Seshlamim takes out the word suffix, because otherwise it's basically the same as the second case. Because if it's a suffix trefa, that could have just happened, so we have the same suffix of the sefer, that we don't know that it's a suffix on the chicken, and we don't know if the shell was on at the time of the trefa. So that's the same as the sefer. So therefore he takes out the word suffix in the beginning of the din base. But the Primogodim, and Sif Zedas, and the Oroch, and the long version of the Shach, keeps in the word suffix and explains that it's all one case in the Shach. The Shach is saying that it's a suffix trefa that gets mixed up. You can't permit it. You can't permit it and say it's a suffix trefa that gets mixed up because that's not inyan echad v'guf echad. You also can't permit it because of a suffix sveka, that you have a suffix. If the trefa happened after the shell was completed, because it's also not v'guf echad because one suffix is on the chicken and the other suffix is on the egg. Din gimel v'hilkoch. Af im nisarva achakach. Even if this egg gets mixed up in others afterwards, afilu be'elef, even in 1,000, kulan asuis, they're all aser. The ma'acha shalechoshuv koydim lechein svek sveka, because since it's not considered a svek sveka, because as we said, that it's one suffix in the chicken and the other in the egg, im kain ain't the elaka suffix isur shenisarev, therefore it has a din of suffix isur that gets mixed up, and the din of a suffix isur that gets mixed up is that it's aser, like we said in the first din, that it's a suffix echad beguf hashanim betavuvis, and therefore it's aser. Shebachol makom she'ene nechshav svek sveka, because any time we say it's not a suffix sveka, it's like a suffix isur that gets mixed up, and therefore it's also because it's suffix echad beguf hashanim betavuvis. Din dalad. V'dafka she'abeitza hoya bevadi misafik trefa. This din that we said above, that an egg laid from a chicken is not a suffix sveka if you have one suffix on the chicken and one suffix on the egg, is only in a case where either that the egg certainly came from a chicken that was a suffix trefa, or yishyesh ba suffix im hi mekshera o imi vade trefa. Or the suffix is if it came from a kosher chicken or a chicken that was definitely treif. Ve'eina yodea im nigmura koydam lachen oiloy. And you don't know if the shell was formed before the treif happened. Kegoin, sheyesh b'chatzar shtei tarnegoles. For example, you had in the courtyard two chickens. Achas vade treifa, one is a certain treifa. Ve'achas vade kshira, and one is certainly kosher. Ve'avol peshnes arev b'tchila hatarnegoles zebezeh. And even though the chickens got mixed up, hoyel ve'achas mehen vade treifa, since one of them is vade treifa, habei ha-suffix harishon aser min ha-Torah, the first suffix is aser min ha-Torah, v'hilkochem nimsa beitza b'neihem v'leinoidem eiza tarnegoles hi ha-beitza asura. And therefore, if we find an egg and we don't know from which chicken it came from, the egg is aser. This is because the suffix on the chickens is aser min ha-Torah. Since we have two chickens, one is kosher and one is treif, so it's one and one. So now the chickens are aser min ha-Torah. So now even though we have another suffix, whether the shell was formed before the trefa happened, since the first suffix is aser min ha-Torah, we cannot say a suffix sveka and the egg is now aser. Din hei, aval im achas mishnei ha-Tarnegoles elu shenisarvu ze beze einai ela suffix trefa. However, if one of the two Tarnegoles that get mixed up is only a suffix trefa, so now we have two svekas on the chickens. One is which one is kosher, and the other suffix is if it's a trefa or not. So aval pi shenoida ha-suffix isur koidim shenimses ha-beitza, even though we found out about the suffix before we found the egg, muteres ha-beitza, the egg is muter, afilu yodua shehoisa b'loi klipa b'sho shenoilad b'tanagoylis ha-suffix trefis. And this is even though we knew that the shell was not formed before we had the question of the suffix trefa, it's still muter, the hoil v'ha-suffix isur nis'arav mitchila echad b'echad, because since the suffix isur gets mixed up one and one, v'nachno boin lodun ato mehechan noilda beitza zu, and now We don't know which chicken the egg came from. And we can say maybe there's no issue at all. Rather, this egg is completely kosher. Therefore, this first suffix is not asur min ha-Torah. And both sfeikas are in the same inyan, in the same guf, and they come together. Therefore, it's mutter. In other words, since we have two sfeikas on the chicken itself, so it's two sfeikas beguf echad, and therefore it's mutter. Tin vav, avalim achas matila kamoy chavata. But if both of them laid eggs, both the kosher one and the suffix treif, afal pisha achas may turn gilas hu rak suffix treifa, even though one of the chickens is only a suffix treif, hoil the yeshkan shnei beitzim, since we have two eggs here, the achas mehen vade me suffix treifa, and one of the eggs certainly comes from a suffix treifa, shneim asurim, are both asur. So over here, even though we have two sfeikas on the chicken, it's a suffix treifa that get mixed up, still, since one of the eggs is certainly a suffix treifa, so you have to first start and say, maybe there's no treifa here, and then say, maybe this is not the right egg. So the first suffix is already asur min ha-Torah, and therefore it's asur. But in the case before, where we only have one egg, so first I can say, maybe it's from the kosher one, and even if it's from the treif chicken, we say, maybe it's not treif. So both suffixes are in the chicken. But by us, the first suffix is which egg is which, and the second suffix is on the chicken, so therefore they're not in the same goof, and therefore it's asur. So the Shlom further explains that in Dinhei, we can say that there's no issur here at all, because maybe the egg came from the kosher chicken. But over here, since you have one that's a suffix treif, so it's similar to a case of a suffix that gets mixed up, a suffix echad beguf v'ashen b'teruvus, and therefore it's asur. Din zayin, v'chein kol p'kiyotze b'zeh, and also in cases similar to the case of the egg and the chicken, k'yogoyin sheyesh kan chaticha, for example, we have a piece of meat, v'yesh b'suffix imhi shel k'sheira, or shel suffix treifa. And we don't know if it's from a kosher animal or from a suffix treif animal. Kagoin sheyesh kan shtei chanuyos. For example, we have two stores. Ba'achas yesh suffix treifa. One is selling suffix treifa. Uba'achas k'sheira, and the other one is selling k'sheira. When it's arva chanuyos and the stores gets mixed up, she'ani yadei eizem hem suffix treifa. We don't know which of the stores are selling suffix treifa. V'nimsis chaticha lefneim. We found a piece of meat in front of the stores. V'lenoidem eizem chanus hi. And we don't know from which store it came from. Even though we knew that one of the stores is suffix treif before we found the piece, the piece is mutter. This is similar to the case of the egg from the chicken. An egg came from either a suffix treif chicken or from a kosher chicken. So since we had two sfeikas on the chickens, therefore it's a sfeikas over here as well. Since we have two sfeikas on the stores, we don't know which store is which, and the store that's asur is only a suffix treif, therefore the piece that comes from these stores is mutter. Dinches, avo kshenimzu lefneim shtei chatichos, however if you found two pieces in front of the stores, v'yudua she'achas min hachanus asua, and you knew that one of them is from the store that was suffix asur, v'achas min hakshira, and one of them is from the kosher store, you have two pieces, one from each store, v'leinoide eizeh chaticha bom hakshira, we don't know which piece came from which store, Shtei and Asur, they're both Asur. Since one of them definitely came from the suffix treif store, therefore they're both Asur. Just like the case of two eggs, where both chickens laid an egg, that they're both Asur. Din tes, v'afilu chazor v'nevda achokach achas mishtei chatichos. And even if one of these two pieces gets mixed up in other pieces, oy nafla mi'atzma liyam, b'inyan shenevda l'gamri min ha'olam, or one piece falls into the ocean in a way that is destroyed from the world, l'hitru acheres, the other one is not mutter. So Shlom explains that the only time we say that if one of them gets lost, the rest are mutter is if there's bittul b'rov min d'oraisa, and the Rabbanon were the ones that said that it's not bittul. So in such a case, by Dever Choshev, we say that the rest are mutter. But in the case of Svek Sveka, the Shachol, that you cannot say that the others are mutter. However, the Torah Shlomo himself argues and says that since one is no longer here, so we look at it like the case of one piece found in front of the stores, and in such a case, since it's only one piece, it's mutter, so over here as well, since we only have to say a psak on one piece, therefore it's mutter. Din yud, sofek isu shenis ariv b'roiv heter, if a sofek isu gets mixed up in roiv heter, v'chozer echad ma'oyset haruvis v'nafal v'nis ariv ba'acheris, echad be'echad, and then one of those gets mixed up in one other piece of heter, ha'vishneim asurim, they're both asur. So the rule over here is that if you have a Sefek Echad Begufa Vashen Betarubis, and then one of those falls into another one of Heter, even though now we have another Sefek, it's still Asr. And it's certainly Asr if it was one was removed from the Taruvis and is by itself. Aval im nafal kadeira, but if one of them falls into a pot of food, afal pish en shir levatlay, even though there's not enough to mevatle it in the pot, have a kadeira muteras, mishum svek sveka. The pot is muter because of a svek sveka. And the Sif Sidas on the Oroch explains that over here we're talking about where you removed the piece that fell in. So since the only issue over here is the taste, therefore the Rabbanim are more mekel and said that you can say that the heter fell in. Din Yud Aleph. If the both svekas have the same name, it's not a svek sveka. Kugoyin, for example, someone who marries a minor, and then after she became an adult, it was found out that someone had relations with her. Even though we have a svek sveka, safek ba'inis, safek ba'batsin. We don't know if she did it willingly or not. And even if she did it willingly, maybe they had relations when she was still a minor, which would not answer her to her husband. Because when she's a minor, even if it was done willingly, it still has a din of forced. She's still answered to him, even though this is sveka. Because both svekas have the same name, they're both a safek oinis. Maybe she was an oinis when she was an adult, and even if she was a kid, maybe the ratzon that she had is oinis. So since both svekas are muta because of oinis, the way I call shame oinis echad, and it's all the same name oinis, therefore it's not a svek sveka. And anything similar that both svekas have the same name is not a svek sveka. Then you'd base avol kol shehasafek harishon matir yosim naachron matirin svek sveka kazeh. Anytime one safek matters more than the other suffix, even if they're both the same name, we can say a svek sveka. Tinyut gimel, svek sveka she'enem es hapach enek svek sveka. A svek sveka that cannot be reversed is not a svek sveka. Hadimyon, what's it similar to? Matzah hasakin pogrom, la'achar shchita. If you found a knife to be nicked after shchita, the yesh svek sveka, you have a two svekas, shema be'etzem hamafrekes nifkam, maybe the knife got nicked on the spine, which is after shechita, and therefore it's mutter. V'mtem salema shaloi nifkam be'etzem amafrekas, and even if it did not get nicked by the spine, shema b'miut basra shel simen nifkam. Maybe it got nicked by the second half of the simen. You only have to shecht two simonim, the windpipe and the food pipe. Once you shecht rover both simonim, it's kosher. So if it got nicked from the second half of the simen, then it's kosher. So you have two svekas. The svek sveka loy tucha lahafach. You can't reverse the svek sveka. Veloimar shema b'miyot basra nifkam. And say that maybe it was in the second half of the semen. So that means the suffix would be maybe in the end of the semen. And maybe the first half of the semen. V'mtem salema b'miyot kama. And if it's the first half of the semen, which would make a treif, imken vade nevelahi. Then it's certainly a nevela. If you start from the suffix of miut basra, miut kama, then it's certainly an avela. And you can't go now and say, if it happened in the first half, maybe it happened in the spine. The spine is later. And you can't say maybe it was in the second half of the semen. And if it wasn't from the miut basra, shema b'etzem amafrekas nifkam, d'shneim ein chashash iser. You can't go and say, maybe it was in the second half of the semen. Even if it wasn't the second half of the semen, maybe it was the spine, because both sides are mutu. Every suffix you have to have a side of heter and a side of iser. So once I say that it perhaps it's from the second half of the semen, I'll have to say that the other side is at the first half of the semen, something that's aser. And since once I say that, I can't go and say it's the spine, therefore it's not a svek svek ames hapach, and therefore it's aser. Then you dalid, v'chein b'nishba ha'etzim l'mala me'ha'kuva, v'ein ha'ora b'asar chayfen es rubay. Similarly, if the bone broke above the knee and the skin and meat is not covering most of it, so such a case would be a treifa. You don't know if it happened before it was shechted or after. Before it's shechted, then it's aser. or after shkita then it's mutter. Ena mutter mishum svek sveka. It's not mutter in such a case because of a svek sveka. The two svekas would be maybe it happened after shkita, and even if it happened before shkita, maybe while it was alive, the skin covered most of the bone, and therefore it would be mutter. Why can't you say such a svek sveka? The leis tucha lahafach v'leimar im temtzalema yotze lechutz shema la'acha shkita. Because you can't go and switch it. You can't go and say that even if it went out of the skin, maybe it happened after shkita. Shel'acha shkita le'sheach lechalak min yotze lechutz v'loi. Was after shkita, you cannot make such a difference. Was it both mutter? Every side of a svek sveka, you have to have one side mutter and one side aser. V'kivin shamat im temtzalema yotze lechutz, because once I say, perhaps it didn't protrude, Al-kocha kodem ha-shkita hu, it has to be that it was before shkita, because otherwise it's mutter, and there's no one side mutter and one side aser. And therefore, once I'll say that safak, I can't go and say that maybe it happened after shkita, because we said it didn't happen before shkita. Therefore, there's no svek sveka. So in short, what we're saying is, if I start with a safak of maybe it did protrude out of the skin, and maybe it did not, so on the side that it did protrude, I'll have to say that it happened before shkita. And once I said it happened before Shkita, I can't go and say now, maybe it happened after Shkita. I can't go say the other Safek, because I already decided that it happened before Shkita. Therefore, it's not a Sfek Sfek HaMasafek, and therefore it's an Aser. V'chen kol ki yitzvah zen. And the same thing is in a similar case, that you cannot reverse the Safek, it's not a Sfek Sfek. Din Tezvav. Now, Din Tezvav is a bit lengthy and hard to understand. The Shach also brings a few cases that will be hard to explain each case. So we'll just pick out this din outside. What this Shach says over here in Din Tezvav is that if you have a Svek Sveka that cannot be reversed, it's not a Svek Sveka HaMesapech. Still, in a case where there's a starting point where the order of events is that I have to start with one Sveka and then follow with the second Sveka, in such a case, even if it's not Mesapech, we still say Svek Sveka. So one example is by bugs that are usual to be wormy, so they have to be checked. So what happens if I cook them without checking? So it's a svek sveka. Maybe there's no bugs, and even if there is bugs, maybe they got dissolved during cooking. So in such a case, even though it's not a svek sveka hamesapech, still, since the first suffix has to be whether there's bugs or not, the starting point is whether there's bugs. So we say suffix if there is bugs, suffix if there isn't bugs. And then I can say the second suffix that even if there are bugs, maybe they got dissolved during the cooking in our bottle. So in such a case, we can say a svek sveka. Now, the next few svek svekas, through Din Chav Dalad, talk about svek durabonon, some of which are very pertinent. Let's see inside. Din Tezayin. Im yesh kan svek sveka, b'inyan shu mutu min ha-Torah, if you have a svek sveka that's mutu min ha-Torah, elo shu asur midurabonon, but it's asur midurabonon, v'yesh svek midurabonon, but we have a suffix in the din of the durabonon. Hamei zeh mutter. It's a suffix durabonon. It's mutter. Okay, let's leave the example. Din yud zayin. Isse durabonon kogain beitzes nevela uki yoytze boi. And isse durabonon, for example, an egg of a nevela, gamken in a bottle, is also not bottle, imhu davar choshuv, kogain kamay isse teira. An isse durabonon that's a davar choshuv is not bottle, just like an isse teira. Chutz mi boson shenes alam min ha'ayin. The exception is Basta shenes alam min ha'ayin, basta that was not under Jewish jurisdiction the whole time. Shu iser shesruhu machmas chumu yaseira, which is an iser because of an extra stringency. Shalay min ha'din, and it's not mikra din. Shu batal b'roiv, in such a case, in basta shenes alam min ha'ayin, we say bitl b'roiv even by devach hashuv. Aval loy echod be'echod, v'chein kol geetze b'seh. But a devach shenes alam min ha'ayin is not batal one and one, even though it's a suffix to a bonon, v'chein kol geetze b'seh. The same thing, anything similar, that's an isser d'rabbanan, davar choshuv is not bottle. V'kol shekein im yesh safek b'chaticha zu, im zu hi shenes'alam min ha'ayin. And certainly if you have a safek, if this piece is the piece that was nes'alam min ha'ayin, oy loy, or it's not the piece, shemateres, it's mutter, safek d'rabbanan l'kula, because we say safek d'rabbanan l'kula. V'chein b'chol isser d'rabbanan, afilo oysay she'isuwe min ha'din. And the same thing as by isser d'rabbanan, even those that are usser mikir ha'din, kogon betes nevelu k'yetze boy, im yesh safek, im hi beitzes ksheva, oy nevela muteres. If we have a safek, if this egg came from a kosher chicken or a nevela chicken, in such a case, it's muter, because it's safek d'rabbanon. V'afilu noida ha'isa d'rabbanon, koidim sh'noila da safek, and even if we knew about the isa d'rabbanon, we knew that there was a nevela here before We found out about the Safek at Stolmotiv, Chen Kol Kriyat Vizeh, and also anything similar to this. Din Yud Ches. Gvina Sheyesh Ba Safek Im Hi Gvina Shel Yisrael or Shel Goy. Cheese that we have a Safek if it's the cheese made by Jews or made by Goyim. Ein Oymem Bezeh Safek Drabon Lekula. In such a case, we don't say Safek Drabon Lekula. Shekivin Sheasru Chachamim Gvina Sa Goyim Machmas Chshash Isser Begufon. Because since the Chachamim asked the Gvina of a Goy because of Achshash, that is an Isser in the Guf, because it was made through treif means. For example, it was made with the caver of the stomach of a nevela animal. Asu kisur shel Torah. The Chachamim gave it a din of an Isser Torah. Therefore, we don't say Safek Drabanan Lekula. And the same thing is anything similar, that it's Aser because of Achshash Isser Daivaisa. We don't say Safek Drabanan Lekula in such a case. Well, they amu Safek Drabanan Lekula. Now we have to add in a word over here. Ela bedavar shel yisrua machmas chashash isa begufay. Only by something that does not chashash of an isa deraisa. Ela shesru mishum davar acher. And the only reason that it's aser is because of a side issue. Kagoyin, basis nevela, the egg of a nevela, betzir dogma tamayim, and juices of tamay fish, ubishuli goyim, and food that was cooked by a goy. Food that was cooked by a goy, it's aser because you might come to mingle with the goyim. So since it's a side point, there's no intrinsic isa in the food, so in such a case we could say Safek Drabanan Lekula. And anything similar that's awesome because of a side issue, we can say Safek Drabanan Lekula. Similarly, cheese of goyim that gets mixed up, is not batel b'roiv, im hichaticha u'leskabed. If it's hichaticha u'leskabed, you don't say batel b'roiv. Aval nes'ava gvina zu sheyesh bas safek im hi gvinas Yisrael o gvinas ha'goy batel b'roiv. But cheese that we don't know if it's the cheese of a Jew or non-Jew, and it gets mixed up, in such a case it's batel b'roiv, even though it's a safek echa b'guf, v'asheni b'taruvis, since it's an eser d'rabanan, we're mekel. This follows what the Shach said in Sif Katan Samach Beis, that according to the Ramah, a safek echa b'guf, v'asheni b'taruvis, by d'rabanan, is mutter. But according to the Mechaber, it would be yaser. Then you test. Ein oimim safek d'rabanan l'kula, ele im ha-safek hu ba'atzmai, it's a safek in the thing itself, u'mitzad atzmai hu d'rabanan. And the Isser itself is an Isser Drabonon. Aval im ha-Isser mitza atzmai Safek Isser Torah. However, if the Isser on this thing is a Safek Isser Torah, u'mitzat achar bo shehu midrabonon, and through some side point it now Drabonon, and ayman bezeh Safek Drabonon l'kula. In such a case, we don't say Safek Drabonon l'kula. Shevei Safek Isser shenis arav ba'achirim, ein a bottle. Where do we see this? By a suffix isser d'oraisa that gets mixed up in others. We don't say now that since it's a d'rabanan, because it's bottom d'oraisa, therefore we can say suffix d'rabanan l'kula. We say that since the original isser is a suffix d'oraisa, even though now it's only an isser d'rabanan, still it's aser. Even if it would be vade iser, would be bottle b'roiv. Elisha chachamam amru shadavar chashiv ain't a bottle. The only reason now that it's not a bottle is because of an iser d'rabanan. Still, we don't say safek d'rabanan l'kula, since the original iser is a safek d'oraisa. Lachin kol kriyat b'zeh. B'med v'om amurim, b'ke'inyan sh'amarnu, mipnei sh'yesh kan lefaneinu chashash iser. When do we say this? Only where we have a chashash iser in front of us. Shabir b'taruvus zu akalpanam yesh safek iser toira. For example, in the case that we said that a safek d'oraisa gets mixed up, in this taruvus we have a safek d'oraisa. Aval im yesh safek im yesh kan shum iser klal. However, if we have a safek, maybe there's no iser here at all. Afilu bar lo mitzad achar shehu midrabanan. Even though the reason that it's now in iser d'rabanan is because of a side point. Anu ayman b'zeh safek d'rabanan l'kula. In such a case, we would say Safek Drabanan Lekula. In a case where there might not be Issa here at all, we say Safek Drabanan Lekula, even though it's a side point. Where do we see this? Shahare Anu Matirim Em Hayu Kan Shtei Kederis Achas Mehen Shel Heter V'Nafal Chatichas Nevela La Achas Mehen and V'Neidua La Ezen Nafal. This is the example that we'll learn in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, that if we have two pots, the contents of one pot are Aser and the contents of the other pot is Mutter, and a nevela falls into one of them, we don't know which one it fell into. If in both pots there's roiv, and now minatora they're both bottle, it's mutter mishum tzafek d'rabanan l'kula. We say it's tzafek d'rabanan l'kula. We say that it fell into the pot that's aser, even though if it fell into the heter pot, It would be asur midrabbanan because there's no shishim. Still, since it's a suffix drabbanan, we say it fell into the path that's asur. So even though in this case it's a side point that makes it a suffix drabbanan, because we don't know where it fell, and the original isur is an isur d'oraisa, it's still mutter. Why? Because it could be that there's no isur here at all. It could be the isur fell into the asur path, and therefore nothing fell into the mutter path, and therefore it's mutter. Shekol sheyesh lemer shema ein kan isur klal, have a suffix mitzat atzmai b'olai shehud midrabbanan. Because any time it's possible that there's no isur here at all, we say that the intrinsic reason that it's asur here is a suffix drabbanan, and therefore a megel. And in Dovah Shish Lamatirim, we don't say Sefek Drabbanan Lakula. So now, from this din, we learn a very important thing. This is brought by this Piskei Tshuva. The case would be, let's say you corked in your pots a Sefek Treif. Let's say, for example, you bought something without a Hechsher, and you only realized that it did not have a Hechsher after you cooked it in the pot. So now, if it's something that is not definitely Aser, it's not that you bought non-kosher meat, that's definitely asur. You just bought some other ingredient that it's a suffix if it's asur. So in such a case, one can possibly think and say that after 24 hours, the pot now is only asur midrabbanan. As we learned that it's an ena ben yomo, it's only asur midrabbanan atur ben yomo. So now that the pot is only asur midrabbanan, we might say it's a suffix drabbanan lakula. So the Piskei Tshuva brings that we learn from this din that in such a case we cannot say Sefek Drabbanan Lakula, since the original Issa was a Sefek Daraisa. And therefore you'd have to kasher the Kli. But then the Piskei Tshuva brings that the Prima Gadim says an Hefzer Merubah could be Mekel, and the Rekav Eger says also that it could be Mekel and Hefzer Merubah, but only if you do not find out about this Issa until after 24 hours. If 24 hours after you cooked in the pot you realize that now I bought something without a Hechsher, so in such a case, if it's a Hefzer Merubah, for example, it's a Kli that cannot be kashered, a Kli Cheres, and I'll have to throw it to Kli, and there's a Hefzer Merubah, in such a case, we can be Mekel. Another very important thing brought over here in the Piskei Tshuva is, what happens if you don't know if something is a Mechel Kli or a Fleisher Kli? So if it's a metal Kli, you can just do Hagolah, and use it for whichever one you want. But if it's a Kli Cheres, the Hagolah does not work. So in such a case, the Piskei Tshuva brings that if it's after 12 months, you can do Hagolah 3 times on the Kli, if it's a Kli that's not breakable, and then you can use it for whichever you want. This is very common on Pesach, if you don't mark your Melchik and Fleisher Kelim well, and then the next year you forgot which is which. So if 12 months have passed, if it was a Shana Moberes, so even a Kli Cheres, you can do Hagolah 3 times and use it for whichever one you want. Tinchof. All this that we say that Safak Drabbanan is mutter, that's only where there's no chazaka of Isser. The thing that we're dealing with did not have an established Isser. But if it was Asr to begin with, therefore we say it has a chazaka, we say status quo, and therefore it's Asr even though it's a Safak Drabbanan. Now this then is learned out of a Mishnah in Mikvoyis, Perk Beis, Mishnah Beis, Brun Erevin, Daflamet Heim Beis, Daflamet Vav. That over there there's a machlekes in the Mishnah by Mikvois that there's a chazaka that the person is tomei and a question on the mikvah, and the tumah was only drabbanan. So according to the Tanakama, it's mutter, and according to Rabbi Yosi, because there's a cheskas iser, it's aser. So the Rashba paskens like Rabbi Yosi according to the Shach. However, the Torah Seshlamim says that the Rambam and the Batanura both paskens like the Tanakama, and therefore he's mekel that even though there's a cheskas iser, still we can say sefek drabbanan lakula. If an Issa Drabbanan gets mixed up with one other piece of Heter, even though the other piece is not a Davar Chashuv, and then one gets lost, one of the two, and we don't know which one, since we have a status quo of Issa on both pieces, because since we didn't know which one is also, we give both the din of Isser. So that is the status quo of Isser. And oimim bezeh sefek drabbanan lakula. We do not say in this case sefek drabbanan lakula. Tinchav beis. Aval Isser drabbanan shenesar avchad betray. However, an Isser drabbanan that gets mixed up, one and two. Ve'ein a davar choshuv, and it's not a davar choshuv. Beminoi, batal b'roiv. If it's min beminoi, it's batal b'roiv. Afilu Isser Torah. The same din as any Isser Torah, min beminoi, yavish b'yavish, is batal b'roiv. Or shiloi beminoi, tzarech shishim. And if there's simim be'enim, we need 60. Heichas she'en hefzer kol kach. Well, there's no hefsed. But if there is a hefsed, by an isidur abonon, min ba'in aminai, yovish b'yovish, it can be makel. This follows what the Shach says in Simon Kuf Tes, Sivkot and Tes, that b'yovish b'yovish, min ba'in aminai, ba'in isidur abonon, it can be makel. So the Shach continues, avlam nevad echod mehem, but if one of them gets lost, afal pisha yeshnei ba'olam, even though it's still around in the world, afilo ein samach mutter, even if there's not 60, it's mutter, meaning even if without a hefsed, even the hu isidu abonon, since it's an isidu abonon, or bottle gamkein b'rov min hadin. Since min hadin midarais is bottle b'rov, and you only need 60 midu abonon, therefore if one of them gets lost, we can be mekel and say that the isidu got lost, and the rest are mutter. However, the Torah Sashlama says that on this tin of the shach, that by an isidu abonon, yovish b'yovish and any mina, we can be mekel if there's a hefsed, the Torah Sashlama says that we should not be mekel even if there's a hefsed. Unless one gets lost. If one gets lost, we can be mekel and permit the other ones. Din Chav Gimel. Nisarev Isidu Abonon Shehu Dover Choshuv B'Rov. If an Isidu Abonon, which is a Dover Choshuv, gets mixed up in Rov, or Filu Be'elef, or even 1,000, in a bottle, it's not bottle, V'din E'mamish Ki Isidu Torah. And it has the same din as an Isidu Torah, that by Isidu Torah, Dover Choshuv is not bottle. V'Ladeh Shon Esbayo B'Simon Zeh Sif Aleph. Like we said in the beginning of the Simon Sif Aleph. V'chein Im Nevad Echad Mehem, Dina Mamish Ki Isidu Torah. And the same is, if one gets lost, Ben Isidu Abonon, it follows the dinim of an Isidu Torah, al Delshin Esbayah B'Siv Zayin. Like we said in Siv Zayin, that it's only mutter if it's not around in the world anymore. And you have to eat two at a time. Din Chav Dalet. Isidu Abonon Shin Isarev Chad B'Chad. If an Isidu Abonon gets mixed up one and one, V'hu Dover Choshuv, and it's a Dover Choshuv, V'achol Kach Nisarev Echad Mehem B'Rov, and then one of these two gets mixed up in Rov, ain't a bottle. It's not bottle, even though it's two sveikis. Kivan dineschazak mitchilo ha'iser b'shtei ha'chatichos, since the iser was established in the first two chatichos, so they both have a cheskas iser. Im ken kol echad ve'echad ha'veiko gufa shel iser. Therefore, each one is like the iser itself, and if it gets mixed up, it's not bottle because it's a dover choshuv. Din chafei v'chein safik iser toyish in esarev chad v'chad. The same thing is by something that's a safik if it's asim in a toyah that gets mixed up in one other piece of heter. Kol echad hukagufa shel iser, each one has a din of iser, and if arav achar kach b'rov, in the bottom times sveka, and if afterwards one of those gets mixed up in rov, and it's a dover choshuv, it's not bottle because of a sveka, since it's a cheskas iser. Din chavov, v'chol hadinim shenizkeru lamala b'sofek iser toira ukayotze boy, shu aser, all these things that we mentioned that are a sofek iser toira, that we say that are aser, hu afilu behefsa meruba, is even if there's a hefsa meruba, v'afilu einoi roitza la'echloi kulin ke'echad. Even if I'm not going to eat them all together, so you can possibly say that there's another suffix. If this is the one that became aser, still it's aser. But it's a suffix echad b'guf, v'asheni b'tarubis. The next 16 are about cheskas iser. Din chav zayin, dover sheyesh boi cheskas iser, afal pi sheyesh boi sveka gomer, hameza aser. Something that has a cheskas iser, even though there's a sveka sveka, it's aser. Shavei b'safek harishin anu ma'amidim oisei al cheskas iser. The first safek, we put it on its established iser, on the status quo. Im kein ein kan el safek echad. Therefore, we only have one safek, the second safek, and therefore it's aser. Then chav ches hoyu kan shalish sveikas. If there are three sveikas here to matter, mutter it's mutter, even though there's a chazaka. Sheaf im ta'amidenu al cheskas iser, because even if we put it on it's established iser, yesh kan svek sveka. There's still two more svekas, therefore we could permit it. Lo yehei chamer zeh mivadi iser. It's not any more stringent than a vadi iser that has a svek sveka as mutter. So here too, if it has a chazaka and three svekas, it's mutter. She'ein lo chon cheskas iser godel mizeh. U'mutter b'svek sveka. So cheskas iser, and now we establish the first chazaka, is not any worse than a vadi, so it's like a vadi with two svekas, and therefore it's mutter. However, we saw in the last year that the Taz argues that no matter how many sveikas there are, it's aser, and this is also the opinion of the Tirsa Shlomim, the Mechis Yaakov, and the Masas Ben Yamin, that even if there are many sveikas, we put each suffix on the chazaka, and therefore it's always aser. Din Chavtes, v'chol zeh b'chizkas iser mamish. This is all if there's an established iser, a cheskas iser. V'chein suffix b'shchita hu cheskas iser. Similarly, if you have a suffix after it was shechted properly, it's a cheskas iser, the chazaka hi b'shchita. Since the chazaka is in the shchita, the behema b'chayeha Bechaskas Isser and Medes, we have an established Isser that the behemoth when it's alive is Aser. So in such a case, it's a Chazaka. Aval Svek Sveka Gomer, Kedrusa, a Suffolk, Im Nishba Hagaf. However, Svek Sveka of Drusa was trampled, which is a Trefa. A Suffolk, Im Nishba Hagaf, or if the wing broke, and Svek Sveka of Trefa. Matir Mitam Svek Sveka, we matter Svek Sveka. The Afal Pida behemoth Mechaya Bechaskas Isser and Medes, was even though the animal, it has an established Isser when it's alive. But since regarding the Isser of Drusa, or the broken wing, there's no Cheskas Trefa, therefore it's Mutter. This is like we learned in the Taz in the last year, the same idea. And also anything similar. Din Lamed, Lefichach, Behemo She'iru La Safek B'Shchita. Therefore, an animal, then we have a Safek if it was shechted properly, and then the animal gets mixed up in one other kosher animal, and then we find a piece of meat, and we don't know if this piece of meat came from the kosher animal or the one that has suffek trefa, even though we had a similar case that it's a svek sveka, like we explained in Din Zayin, where we have a piece of meat that we don't know if it's from the kshera or a suffek trefa, so over there we said it's some water. But over here, hoil v'yesh kan cheskas iser. Over here, since it's cheskas iser, it's a chazaka that the animal is aser when it's alive. Shehasafeku b'shchita, which is directly against the shchita. The chazaka that it's alive tells us it wasn't shechted, so we have a chazaka against the shchita. Then zeh svek sveka. So therefore, it's not a svek sveka and it's aser. Din lamed aleph. Avafilu nisarav achorka chachaticha zu. Even if this piece that's from a safek shchita gets mixed up, is not bottle if it's choshuv. Kamoshu kasafti, but in Gimel, like we wrote in Din Gimel, shabakol makam she'ena nechshev svek sveka, dina kasafik isu shenisarev. That any time it's not called a svek sveka, it's like a svek isu that gets mixed up, and it's a svek echa begufa, she'ena betruvus, and therefore it's aser. Din lamed beis, avlem yesh bechaticha shalish svekas. If there are three svekas in the piece, kagoin, shabahemazu she'iru ba shesafik b'shchita, this animal that we have a svek in the, if it was shechted properly, Yesh ba svek sveka, has another svek sveka. Kagan she nimsa acha shchita safek pegima besakin. For example, if we have a safek if there's a nick in the knife after the shchita. Vim kain shema ein zu pegima. So we say maybe it was not a nick. Vim tim salem she pegima, and even if it is a nick, shema mafrekas nifkam. Maybe the nick happened from the neck of the animal, which was after the shchita. So we have a svek sveka. Even though we would not permit the animal if it gets mixed up one and one, mishum svek sveka, since it was already a cheskas iser on the first suffix, mikol makom hachaticha zu sheyesh basuffik imhi mimena muteris. However, if we have a suffix, if this piece of meat comes from this animal that had the suffix in the nick of the knife, it's muter. And even if we knew about the first suffix before this suffix in the piece, commission is by Din Zayin, like we're not in Din Zayin. Now you have three svekas. You have a svek sveka. Maybe it wasn't a nick, and even if it was a nick, maybe it happened after shchita, and now we don't know if this piece is from that animal, therefore it's three svekas, it's mutter. Din lamed gimel, lay mikri suffix, a svek sveka, ela kasha iser beheter shavim. The only time we say a safek or a svek svek is only if the iser and the heter are equal. Aval im yesh litlais be iser yoisim be heter. However, if there's more reason to suspect iser than heter, v'cheinim ha iser shchiach yoisim mea heter, or if the iser is more usual than the heter, and the safek klal is not called a safek by an el simen nun. Din lamed dalad safek bechason chochma and a safek klal, a safek in knowledge. If the reason that it's a suffix is because we're missing information to tell us if it's a suffix, so it's not called a suffix, loyli in a suffix echad, not by one suffix, but loyli in a svek sveka, and not by a svek sveka, komoshin is by, v'semen nun gimel, v'semen nun hei. We learned about this at length in Simen Tzedek Ches, Siv Gimel and Taz. Din lamed hei, b'mokoyim shiyesh svek sveka gomer, we have a true svek sveka, ein sarach libde klal, we don't have to check to try to find out what happened. Even though we can find out if it was us or through checking, for example, if the wing broke, and it's a suffix if the lung was punctured, so we can check the lung, and also we can check the animal to see if it was trampled, Also, anything similar, in such a case we do not have to check. Those that argue, and we should be machmer where it's possible and there's no loss. Then lamed vav, dinei svek sveka amukim urachovim mine yam. The dinei svek sveka is deep and as wide as the ocean. V'yesh v'hem klolim v'anyonim harbei, and they have many rules and principles. Inyonim shel zeh, like inyonim shel zeh, one is not like the other. V'gam b'dover kal v'dak yesh lahafish b'din bein zeh lezeh, and there's a very fine line between one and the other. Alkein ein lanu achshav levadis shum svek sveka, therefore we cannot make up any svek sveka, a sefek d'rabbanan l'hakal, or a sefek d'rabbanan, l'lmai davar medavar, to learn one out of the other. If it's not explicitly stated, unless it's otherwise stated, or it was said above, or it's exactly like the case that was said, or there are other reasons to be matter, and even if there are other reasons to be makel, we can only matter with great in-depth study. May there be peace to the ones who love you, Torah, and we should not come to stumble. The other dina of teruvis and the v'chashev we already explained in its place in this siman. Those are the klolam of the svek sveka of the shach. Let's now just see the machaber in sif yud. Reya treifa shenimsis ben meyais ksheirais, a lung of a treifa that was found amongst other lungs that are kosher. V'omer haboydik, and the one who checked the lungs said, "Shahi yodea ba'oisa sircha," that he knew about the sircha. Ubishkagan is arva oisa treya treifa ben aksheris, and by accident this lung that was treif got mixed up amongst the kosher ones. But lehayri bekvas mevuvia, but there's no mixture amongst the sheep. And he knows that he already checked this one, and it's not something that he didn't realize beforehand. So akvas mutarim, that sheep are mutar, and we can rely on the one that checked.